So last week we talked about creating a content factory. That was the principle that we worked on. And the title was creating unique information products. And we went into how you're going to do that, why it's important. And this week we're going to be talking about principle six, building a massive network of partners and affiliates. And we're going to title this session, Thinking Inside of the Box. And when we think about this, it's very important is that you understand that as a digital product creator, as an information marketer, as a writer, you probably have customers from all over the world. And as long as you can bridge the language gap and any cultural barriers that might keep people from buying from you, your customers are going to be all over the place, and you're going to have people that are going to be buying from you that are probably not in your local area or where you live. Here's something that you're going to need to recognize during times like this. There will always be times when it may be impossible or even improbable that a segment of your market is going to be able to do business with you. Looking at the world as of the recording of this session, the part of the world that is pretty reliable may become splintered. And so you may not be able to depend on a customer base in a certain region of the world. You may not be able to depend on a certain region of your country. In some cases, if you are part of the United States, you recognize that California has very different rules. New York has very different rules. And in some cases, those rules may impact whether or not you choose to do business with customers in that state. It may not fit your business model at some point. Now, right now, it's not at the point at which it would impact most digital businesses, but it could. And so you need to be ready for the fact that you could have an entire state, an entire region wiped out from your customer base, not because of anything that you do, but because of what that country decides, any regulation, or in some cases, factors outside of your control, such as war. Now, that means that without changing the nature of your business, you may need to reverse part of what you're doing to extend into your local area. It doesn't mean that you need to be a consultant. That doesn't mean that you need to sell locally and that people need to come to your house and your place of business or your home office. But you might need to start thinking that in order to replace that customer base ahead of time, you need to have people that can reach you with a local telephone number in a local area. And so you are then going to be looking now to extend your network into the local area. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about customer bases, because in order to get the customer base, you may have to change your business model. However, if you think differently about this, what you're thinking of doing is building a network of people that can sell for you and promote for you that are in your local area that may have access to a list of people that do business in your local area. So again, don't overwhelm yourself with becoming a business person in your local area. That's not the idea. But the idea is to build a network and building a list of people that can work with you and for you. So let's talk about local but online. And yes, you can do things like attend local networking meetings in person and in real time. You can do things like go to the Chamber of Commerce and events, you know, whatever is scheduled in your municipal organization. Those, though, when you start doing those kinds of things as an online business owner, they're going to be outside of your rhythm. And they could take you out of a profitable way of doing business. So you have a set of things that you do every day. You have a set of processes. You're building some kind of level of production and you're generating sales, or you're on the way to generating sales. If you start changing that by going to networking meetings, it's a different rhythm. And you have to understand that. If you start going to a physical space and it's not already a part of your business model and part of your operations, it's going to change things and it could make you unproductive if you incorporate that now into your business when maybe you might be years into developing a methodology that's all online. And the truth of the matter is, you may not be interested in meeting locally with people in your local area. And that makes sense. Now, the thing about this, though, there's still no reason not to have a list of local people who know what you do. And you want to have it now as a hedge against any international or regional problems in your base. That's why it's important. Now, the nature of your business is still going to be the same when you start looking to build a network in your local area. Nothing should change about what we've been talking about. You should still be desiring to be an educator in your sub-niche. That doesn't change. You are still looking to build a strategic marketing framework. So in other words, you're still looking to make sure that you have USP. You're still looking to make sure that you are doing upsell and cross-sell. You are still looking to make sure that you're building your list. You are still looking to make sure that you are building partnerships and massive networks, and which is what we're talking about here. You are still building out your strategic marketing framework every single day, every single week, every single month. Like clockwork, it should be part of your business if you are following what we have been talking about in these sessions, in these trainings. And of course, the cornerstone is you're still doing a weekly workshop. That is still what you're doing. So again, nothing changes when you start doing this. You're still building one brand. That's still what you're doing. Here's the question. How do you get attention from local related lists? Ultimately, how can you get people into your weekly workshop and your content? That's what we want to focus on, in particular in this session. How do we do that? We focus on the network and not the noise. So what do I mean by that? We have talked earlier in this series of sessions about building your dream 100. And these are going to be the people that you would have on a show or a podcast or as part of your network. And this is a list that's ongoing. We talked about way back, probably in session number 5 or number 4, about building that network, the Dream 100, who are the 100 people that you want to have. And all we're really starting to do is we're trying to figure out which of those people are going to be from our local area. Who's got a podcast in your local area that would have your network? And this is going to take some careful search. Those people are available. You might have to look for them, but they're out there. Who has a list? Who has a blog that's going to reach the people who are going to be in your local area, but who have your customer base? They are available. They are out there. So who already has your business audience locally? So we're not talking about, again, going to networking meetings. We're going straight to the source. Who has the list and who has the audience? Who is local that can bring us local customers that already have those people available? Who has an email list or who has a social media following that's in your local area? Again, these people are probably easy to find, and you may even already be as part of their Facebook page. You may already be there with them. Whoever they are, you have to be able to get to them. So the question is going to be, with your Dream 100 and with these people, how can you serve these individuals before you ask them to do anything? That's what you're going to be doing. So you're going to be looking to talk to these people. You're going to be able to figure out how you can serve. And again, all of these are the same things that we talked about in the session where we talked about the Dream 100. That hasn't changed. And we may have even mentioned that part of those people, some of the people you can find, are going to be in your local area. We're talking specifically about expanding your network right now by finding the people who have your audience, who are already in your local area, and who operate locally. Those are going to, and again, they're not going to, there might not be a lot of those people, but it's not going to take a lot of those people to impact your business if you can get to them. It's going to take a careful search to find them. But once again, why are we doing this? I want to return to the reason why we're thinking this way. We're thinking this way because your local international customer base can be disrupted tomorrow. And so you've got to have a hedge against that. And the only hedge you have against that is to have people who you can do business with in your local area. Now, if they're not already readily available, can you draw them out? So some people may be hiding. They may have the list, but you may not be able to find them. How can you draw them out? We're going to talk about that. Let's talk about the camp view, figuring that these people exist in camps, and we need to find the camp so we can go to their camp. And so there are going to be local area, so certain people in your local area, and they're already in camps. But we've got to go where they are. That's where we're calling it a camp. We've got to be in their camp. We've got to find out where they are, and we've got to go to them. You know, are there groups that are meeting? So in other words, I mean, are there Zoom meetings that are happening on the basis of a Facebook group? Are they local meetups? Are they happening? Where are these groups meeting, and how can you become part of them? You got to find out where those groups are. Are they active? So, you know, there are lots of people, and this really depends on where you live in the world, but if typically you can go straight to meetup.com, and there's always going to be a business group or two in any local area, in big or small. And you got to figure out, okay, are these groups active? Maybe they've got 300 or 400 people, but they're not meeting. Find out if those groups are active. Are they online business minded? So it doesn't help you if they're going to be brick and mortar business owners. So, you know, if you're not looking to be a consultant to them, but if they're into websites, they're into blogs, they're into podcasts, they're into generating sales online, they're into building their website, they're into doing all those things, that's going to be your group of people. Those are going to be the people you want. Are they online business minded? Very important, because if they're not, it doesn't matter if they're a business group. It doesn't matter if they buy services and they like websites. All those things are not they're not going to help you in your online business. You got to find out, do they have a mindset that they're open to buying digital products? Do they buy information products? Are they into being trained online? And if they are, and if it seems like you've got the vibe that that's what they're going to be into, you want to find those groups and you want to go to where those groups are, and you've got to become part of those groups. What are you going to pitch to them? Right? What are you going to offer to them? What are you going to bring to the table? You are going to say, I can educate for free. All you're going to do is say, hey, I do a workshop on whatever your day is. I do a workshop on Thursday. This Thursday, we're going to be talking about Facebook ads. I do a workshop on Thursday. We're going to be talking this week. We're going to be talking about YouTube ads, whatever it is. So that every time you go to these groups, you say, you know what? I do this thing on Thursday. We teach online, and you can come to it. Give a real easy name. And this is a point in time where you probably want to get some kind of really easy URL that goes straight to your sign-up page for your weekly workshop. And this is something everybody can improve on. So, you know, if it's your name and it's your website, and, you know, people type in your website and you've got a really cool landing page and it doesn't have an opt-in page, it's not going to do you any good. So, you know, if this is something you probably want to correct tonight if you can. Give people a really easy URL to go sign up for your workshop, so that when you go to these groups or you're on a Zoom meeting and you say to them, they say, well, what do you do? Well, hey, I do a workshop on online business every Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's at go.com. Something's got to be that easy. But your pitch is always going to be that you educate for free. And again, all this really hinges on you doing the weekly workshop, as we have been talking about. There are people who are meeting at your Chamber of Commerce. Wherever you live in the world, there's a Chamber of Commerce. They want ways to educate their business owners. They're looking for ways that they can generate revenue. I mean, if you can do that, do something for them so that they don't have to think of how to educate people. You can educate people for free. In the United States, and it's probably not going to be outside the United States, maybe they have something that's similar to this. In your country, you want to look for this. There's something in the United States called Service Corps of Retired Executives. They actually train people. They're always looking for people to train. Go to them, see if you can train their people, you know, online. And all you're looking to do is have them refer them, or you're either looking to go and do their training, right, and have them make the replay available, or tell them to invite people to your training. Even better. United States Small Business Association, right? That's a government organization, and it's going to be here in the United States. Again, now maybe you have something similar in your country, depending on where you're watching, but you want to go to that government agency, and you want to say to them, hey, in my local area, I'll do the training, right? So you got to go to where the camp, these are people who are congregating. They already have your audience. You got to go to where they are. Local and regional trade groups. This is kind of a stealth method. And so there are going to be regional trade groups. And you're going to have to do some digging in order to find these regional trade groups. They're not always going to be easy to find. There's an organization here in the United States called GALES. I think you can find GALES. GALES will also do the search internationally, where they will find those local and regional trade groups. You want to get on their calendar. And you want to see if you can train. Again, if you ask somebody if they need somebody to train their people in online business and they say, no, you've lost nothing. You didn't know them in the first place. Right now, I may not be a cold caller and I'm not all that good in it. I can write a good email And so all you're really doing is write a good email, say, hey, you know what? I train people on Thursdays. We train people free online business. I'd like to train your people, you know, anytime for free, or you just invite people to our training in order to get free education. Now, you should have a training archive. So, you know, if you have a YouTube channel, it should be easy for you to say, hey, if you want to see what my training is like, go to my YouTube channel. Let them make the decision. So you put all the decision making and the pressure on them. If you do a good training every Thursday night and it's visible, it's in your archive. Hey, November 7th, you did a training. November 14th, you did a training. November 21st, November 28th, December 5th, December 12th. And then every week they see you train on a certain day and you've got an archive of training. And you're gonna go to people and say, hey, you know what? I want you to invite people to my training. You're going to be credible. And that's really what you want to do with these local trade groups because, again, you know, you're typically going to be talking to one person who's either got his own business, you're also running the trade group, and you're going to say to them, hey, you know what? Can you put me in front of your people in not so many words? And you can ask, you can make these that ask if you've got something going on. Now, if you don't have an archive yet, you got to get one. And the only way you're going to get an archive is to start training on a weekly basis. This goes back to the very same things that we have been talking about since week one. Doing a weekly workshop. Training people for free on a regular basis. 15 to 30 minutes. Post the archive. Make it easy to see that you are there every single week. Now, if you want a more expanded strategy, read the book Networking with Millionaires by Dr. Robert J. Stanley. Right, and he's got a section in there that you can read. I'm not going to go into it here in detail. I've gone into it in some other training, other places. Let's talk about the honey view. Right? The honey view. You need a way to draw out potential partners, the right kind of potential partners. You need some honey that's sweet enough to entice them to come out of their place so that they'll come and say, hey, you know what? I didn't know you were doing that. I'd like to participate with you. So you got to make something really sweet to draw them out. And so you need something that online marketers are going to understand. So in other words, it can't just be I'm going to have an event or I'm going to do, you know, a seminar. Online business owners don't come out of their seats for that. That's not going to bring a local online marketer out of whatever it is he or she is doing in order to come work with you. So do a local version of an online summit, what I suggest you do. And what are you going to do? I mean, you just keep it easy. If you don't want to figure out, I mean, there are big courses on this, but you can use software like HeySummit, right? They've got a free version of that software, a very low-cost version. Do one summit. Set up an affiliate program for that summit. And then start searching for potential speakers. I say start looking on LinkedIn and Facebook. Very easy places for you to find people for a local themed summit. So just think about this. Any theme, any summit that you've seen, just put your city name on the front of it. Social media summit, Chicago social media summit. Email marketing summit, Chicago email marketing summit. Lead generation summit, Chicago lead generation summit. So just whatever it is, you do a summit, do it locally. And again, this may not be as big as one of these summits that you see all the time, but all you're really going to do, and I can almost guarantee you, you're not going to have any competition doing it. The reason is because it's not going to be easy to do. But you're not looking to necessarily make $1 million. You're not even really looking necessarily to get big ticket sales. What are you doing? You're looking to build your network. The goal of this session is to find potential partners. How are you going to build your network so that you have local partners that can send an email and send customers to you? You got to find out where these people are. One of the ways you find out where these people are is you do an online summit. You do that online summit so that these people will start, they will be drawn out in order to participate with you because they want to speak for free at an event. Use your excess capacity. Now, this is a concept that's taught by Ben Settle. It's not original to me. Where do you have stuff that you're already using in your business? Whatever you're not using, what else, what part of that can you sell or resell to an audience that's going to be local without having to do more work? Now, I'm not saying that you need to start putting these people into offers that you have, a JVZoo, Warrior Plus, ClickBank, the Make Money Online Market. It's not what I'm saying. But do you have your own affiliate platform? So again, use your excess capacity. Use the tools you have in order to monetize in your local area. Do you have a section of your site for a directory? So in other words, can you do a little local directory on your site? Can you do interviews of local business owners for your site? Do you have a podcast you're already doing? And so you're just going to do, let's say on Thursdays, you're going to say, hey, I'm going to do the Chicago segment. So let's say your podcast is Facebook Ads for Dummies, right? That's your podcast. And so on Fridays, though, you do a special segment just for Chicago Facebook Ads, right? So you're just going to localize one part of something that you're already doing. You're using the capacity you already have. If you are paying for something like, let's say, Blog Talk Radio, or you're paying for, you know, a podcast, you know, a podcast host, you're going to be using that capacity anyway. You use that capacity in order to try to find some partners in your local area. Can you create an online course platform for local creators? This is a little more savvy. It depends on what kind of platform you have. But if you have a platform, you can build a platform. Think about this. And some of you already have these platforms. You can build your own platform where you're going to give people access to be able to teach their own online courses. Right? Naturally, you're going to educate them and show them how to set it up. But basically, if you've got that kind of platform, you can invite them in order to become part of your platform and teach locally. Right? What can you change or rebrand into a local thing? Right? Facebook ads, again, becomes Facebook ads for Chicago. Kindle books are re-edited for whatever your title is for Chicago. Again, I'm just using Chicago as an example. Can you have a local portion of your existing membership? So in other words, your learning center. Do you have something where you can do Zoom meetings, right, just for local people? Online communities. Maybe you've got something like Circle or Meetup or Mighty Networks. Build out something just for your local area, right? Sell some things that are on demand, right, in KDP. And basically, why are we doing all this? Because we're looking for partners. This isn't going to be necessarily going to lead to a lot of sales. We're looking for people who can send an email on our behalf and get us sales. We've got to find these people, and it's not going to be easy to find them. And typically you're not going to be able to disrupt your business in order to do it. But if you have them, you have a hedge against regional and international disruption to your business. So how are you going to do this? What's the mindset you have to use? You need to think like a media company. Think like a media company. Now, in order to attract the right kind of people, you've got to think as if you were a media company, because that's what you are. Think about if you were a media company and one of your sub-companies or divisions was just for local. That's all you're doing. You are a media and a content company all by yourself. And all you're really doing is you're saying, hey, we've got a local affiliate, or we've got a local part of our content base that we do just for our local area. Now, again, everybody's going to do this differently, but it's something that everybody can do. Who did you want to have as part of your network if you did that? Right? So if you had a local television or radio station, if you were a local media person, who would you want to have on your staff? Right? Who would you invite to be part of that local network? Who would you want to have on the show for your local show? Right, so just think like a media company in order to do this, so that it doesn't disrupt your existing business. And ultimately, the question is, how are they going to bring you your audience? Right, these are going to be the people who've already got the list, you've already got the audience. Those are going to be the people that you want to do business with. And ultimately, everything comes back down to how many and how much additional work you're going to have to do in order to make this happen, and whether or not you're going to have to create additional products in order to do this. Okay, are there any questions? Any questions?